Cool. We are going to start off, of course, you know, today's show is mainly, I think we're dropping Bob Burnquist today. Oh, wow. This message came in late. I'm going to play these tracks, Gammy. I just saw this message late. I was already playing the Ramones.
Do it.
Let me see.
Me too.
Okay.
Hey. Do you want me to play it?
Can you play? Let me. I see the link here. Just a sec. I think we can start with this. Let me line it up here. Okay. So, this is the first ever, I want to say, preview of what's come. Lil Bubble. This is demo 4. Lil Bubble has finally sent through some demos for the tracks that are going to be going out. So I think I'm just going to play 50% of each so that you guys can hear what he has been working on. I mean, we got to leave something for the people, right? We got to leave something for...
No, the alpha here. This is where to get the alpha.
Yeah. Okay, so this track is called Never Gonna Grow Up. Let me start from track 3. Level Up. Start from down. Level Up by Lil Bubble. Oh, why is it not playing? Just a sec. Grab that chicken and we want our clothes. No sleep is on repeat. Gonna be a big week, baby, and that's all I know. Check the charts and the floor price. Both up, won't last, alright, we are so back. Net worth in a shit coin. Flipping with the big boys. Addicted to this shit like crack. Jeez.
That's badass.
Oh, this has the club shaking. I guess just track number 3. Yes. Cool. Track number 2, Blast Off, Lil Bubble. Blast off, 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 blast off. New space, new scene. About to wake him up like a wet dream. All night we go backside, front side, about to make a like a blunt. Guys, you have no idea. It's 5 a.m. for me. I cannot be this hype without coffee. This is a blast. Demo 4 of Never Gonna Grow Up. I think I glanced at a message. You said this is going to be track number 1 right out of the gate. So let's take a listen. To the days as a young kid, reminiscing about the things that we once did. Every day playing outside, doing fun shit. Bikes, long skids, trampolines, doing front flips. With the homies on a Friday night, Blockbuster and some pizza, doing Friday right. Yeah, I'm just a kid with some big dreams. Oh God, guys, this is going to be our outro track today. I'm never going to grow up. I raise my hand and I'm putting it up there, letting it people know. I'm never going to grow up. Oh.
Oh, man.
This reminds me of Lupe Fiasco. You guys remember that song? Kick, push, kick, push.
Yeah.
Right. Man, that's right up there. Beautiful, beautiful. For those who don't know, we've just been playing 3 tracks, sampling the 3 demo tracks that Lil Bubble has submitted for his proposal that he won, I think, a couple of weeks back, where he was commissioned to do a 3 track CC0 music drop. I don't know if we can get Bob to come on to it. I think that would be the best option.
Actually,
for that. Yes, Bob, it's nice to have you on the show. Welcome to the Nas Jam Sessions.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, I was out there busy painting, but I'm excited about this drop tomorrow. So I was like, oh, let's check out talking about it. Invite, be a part of it. It's a pretty cool community. So what's up, everyone?
Love it.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, when it comes to That Snarly, what do you think about the platform, That Snarly? Have you used it? How's the product overall?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for people to showcase. I mean, just like, you know, as a, you know, any social media or an Instagram or whatever that you go out and you post, it's all about, you know, skate videos, video parts, you know, tricks of the day. I think it's a great opportunity to have people involved, you know, instead of like buttons, it's upvote, you know, and then, you know, it's exciting. Here's my daily drop tomorrow. And it's like, oh, this this is cool. It kind of gets the juices flowing. It's my first drop, and you know, I appreciate the support of the community. I see the people out there commenting, being receptive, and I thought it was just it's cool to participate. You know, it wasn't that hard to set it up, and I think it's a positive tool for people that want to go out there and support each other. It's a worldwide support system. If anything, just like I mean, different than social media, you just go and hit the like button and comment, engage. You know, you sell your media through your people's eyes. It's just a super cool interactive community. You know, with governance, and I was able to pass props on nouns. You know, and be able to hook up with kids here in social programs in Brazil. And I see the movement that everyone's putting together. You know, thanks. I see Gami in here. And just everyone that supported that prop, and be able to deliver and buy computers and get that going. It's just there's so many different opportunities within the nouns ecosystem. And I think that's Gnarly's great. It's just a super great tool. I'm amped to be the daily drop tomorrow.
One thing you can't forget too is you can choose the Skate Quita. I'm pronouncing this horribly, but you can choose your institute as one of the splits, the drop page suite.
No, it's super. I mean, that's another incredible be able to social program of choice. Skate Quita translates to skateboarding pairs. So
okay, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, so it's just
tell us a bit about Skate Quita.
Totally, and well, we do use skateboarding as a tool, and I have a couple of schools or spots in Rio, and they're in communities. We teach skateboarding and also art and workshops, and now a lot with Web3 onboarding. You know, with the Nouns prop, we're able to bring in the VR glasses and throw them this whole another reality of things, and we're able to open up wallets and MetaMask. Just kind of just through, initial onboarding, right? Just, all right, this is what it's about, check it out. Community, you come in. So we're able to do a lot of things, and we got a program, a tech program. We bought like 10 computers now. Prop and we donated to this community outside of Rio, and they're going to start a whole tech program with like Python and just programming, and then eventually obviously
that's amazing.
Yeah, so but like hi, and then the onboarding is like more of the crypto kids, like showing them like, hey, instead of like, that's Gnarly is an opportunity to show people that they can empower themselves, be able to make some money, help each other out, and just want to show them Skateboarding Cares Institute is just showing people the way and opening up their creative mind and connecting people. And nothing better than blockchain to really do social work. Like I can raise money all around the world and help out the Brazilian community, because that's where I'm, that's where I was born and that's where I'm from. So, I mean, it's so many different tools in there. So it's exciting to be able to go in there and choose to support the Institute and NARS or whatever other, possibility is in there. I'm sure more and more will show up. So definitely. We appreciate amazing. Everyone. Yeah.
And I really wanted to point out, Andy, I'm going to get to you shortly. But I really want to point out, like, just like Bob's proposal to Nouns, we do have an amazing, I mean, I think what the first ones to do it is that anyone who around the world, you have, big idea that maybe is way beyond NARS's treasury, can always submit it through NARS to Nouns. And I mean, Bob, as you're out there in the wild, let your mind run wild, ideas. As we tell people, NARS, we are shy. We are still too shy. We need to do bigger and better. Yes, Andy, you have your hand up. You have a question for Bob?
Bob, did you like 2 decades ago skate at a YMCA in SoCal?
Yeah, I lived in
They found you, Bob.
Yeah, definitely. I lived in Encinitas and I skated there a bunch.
Yes.
Like I just biked.
Yes,
there.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Very good. Yeah, you had a white helmet.
Yep.
We were kids. And Tony and you and Tony Hogley, so nice to everyone. It left a nice impact for everyone. So
hey, I appreciate that. Thank you. No, that's cool. But yeah, it was a while ago, and things have changed and progressed, and still living the dream. Incredible. The opportunities with Nouns, like right now, like here's, I just learned more and more, right? Like from mini props to like, if you want to help someone out, I mean, I really like public good reason behind, buying these expensive NFTs. You know, it's a community, but you can put props up. There's a big treasury, and you can think of anything really. You can buy clothes, you can buy food, you can do, 3 ETH prop, 12 ETH prop. Like we passed a 13 ETH prop, and it's just, the sky's the limit, right? Like, and I've actually been working on, a bigger prop, like probably a Dreamland pop, a prop, it's like, well, Dreamland's there. I've created that whole, I got the mega ramp, I got the bowls, and, I have that whole debt up that I've created and constructed over the years, and it takes maintenance. I do events, I do mega ramp events for life, for TV here in Brazil. So that's kind of like how I hold, the fort, so to say, and the sponsorship realities change, I transition from, performance tournaments, skateboarding and sponsorship to, you know, different opportunities and creating events, right? That's what I do a lot now. Either I still compete in those, but like, you know, it's about producing these events. So Dreamland's a big opportunity to like bring the eyes, like to think about nounifying Dreamland, giving access to people that noun hold, go out there and be inspired and check out, we can do events, big noun obstacles on the mega. So I've been trying to figure out different things to, because at the ultimately is trying to bring more and more people to nouns to, so I can raise money and help Brazil. There's always the, you know, and help the social program. So we create these opportunities with events, but then you direct some of that treasury towards social. But then you also bring a lot of people to nouns and a lot of ability, you know, from, you know, bigger events and really sponsor. I mean, you can sponsor events. You can activate just like Monster, Red Bull, whatever, although they activate like special obstacles and tricks. You can create the nouns glass obstacles like we did in Rio de Janeiro, and you can put it across Mega or on the quarter pipe, and you activate it. It can be nouns prop for an X Games, you know, and whatever. Like you can put the glasses on, do a best trick on it. So there's definitely different ways to bring attention, and I think that sky's the limit. And really, you know, and I'll take the help. Like if I put it out there, like, what do you guys work? I'd love to get you know, there's interest. I mean, because Dream, I'd like to keep the Dream, you know, alive, but I definitely have to figure out new ways. And it's such an inspiring place that, you know, I figured like maybe putting a nouns prop on there for us to do cool things would be a great way.
Love that. Yeah, got me up. Your hand up. Please go on. So polite.
Yeah, I was just, I had a question for Bob, because I think like people would be interested to hear this. You know, we've seen you do these amazing feats on the mega ramp, you know, like this crazy compared to what most of us are skating, like little 3 to 8 foot bowl, you're hitting 5 or 6 stair. You're literally like flying over things that are as big as like, you know, basketball courts, football fields. Like it's insane. We'd love like to hear what actually goes through your head and what the process is like to prepare to do something like that. Because the amount of people you inspire doing stuff like that, it's insane. It's just, yeah, it's magic, man.
I appreciate that, man. I mean, you know, it's all a process. Like, any, you know, to me, it's more comfortable to skate that small transition. Because if I go skate a small transition, I hang up, I go straight to flat, it's going to hurt a lot more. You know, when on a big mega ramp, once you learn and you have that skill, you have a lot more transition to fall on. Like, you know, the transition doesn't end quick. It's still there, right? Mm-hmm. So you can land low and still hit tranny. You can possibly maybe hang up. I mean, it can hurt if you hang up, but you can get still close and still hit tranny. So there's definitely, you know, and then obviously the bigger concert, you take a big slam, it's more. So there's definitely there's that part. But the day-to-day, like I love skating the rail, you know, like it's okay, tighten the trucks, make sure the board's good. I treat it like I treat a skydive or I treat a flight. Like, okay, I'll go through the checklist. I got all my board, the ramp, like the screws, you know, my bushings, you know, I make sure everything's good. You know, the wind, like now with Mega, there's the wind more for like certain tricks, not, you know, and if it's really strong wind, then there's danger hitting, you know, the quarter and then it throw and then blowing you onto the deck. You know, we've had situations like that. Super scary. A call off an event. It's kind of like Moto. Like I only heard about that with Moto, call off because of, you know, but that's, So the Mega is just a whole nother game, and it's so much fun. You got so much more time, you know, to do stuff, you know, and once you get that skill, it's, I mean, it's hard not to keep skating it because nothing else really equates to it, you know, and it's like
peak performance, eh? Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. What are the dips, something like this, like talking feet or meters or whatever yeah, you're comfy with?
Well, I think the rail is like it's like a 50-foot gap before, until you hit the rail. There's about rail, so rainbow rail, circle on the trajectory. So it takes time to set up, you know, where the angle, where the rail is. But once you've figured that setup, you know, on a, and a 50-50 goes smooth, that's the thing. If you're having a hard time doing a 50-50, anything else, so you have to adjust everything. And then once you get that, then kickflip lips, kickflip, anything else can happen as long as the setup is right. So, but it's, you know, it's and then the quarter pipe's 10, so 30 feet, almost. Huge. 30. So the quarter pipe is really the scary thing. But the step up, the hip, the opportunities with these different ops, you know, the Wally grind, hip, rail, like on side, all that was super fun. It added tech. Like I was thinking day one, like trying to figure out something like on that level, but like, you know, connect from rail to lip to that. And you know, like when I was filming those parts, I really try to figure out the tech on a bigger scale, right? Like the goal.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Just imagine like cheese and crackers on this.
Well, I love cheese and crackers. It was definitely an inspiration. Yeah. And when you do like lip tricks on the quarter pipe, you got more like backside tail slides and shove it out. You have three laser kickflip, 3 out of a backside tail because the quarter pipe is big. You know, so there's so many much opportunities for lip tricks too. And it's just tiring though. Every try is tiring. So that's the thing. Like for me to land a trick, like I'm like a lot of trying a lip trick. I'm going up trying. I go up again. I try. It's like Zen skateboarding really. because if you get frustrated, it's just not going to be fun. So I just take it every time. I'm like, oh, if I fall, I go back up. And then I just get stronger, right? My legs are, I try not to look at it like, ah, oh, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go up a millionth if I have, you know, so.
You must have some crazy insurance.
Yeah, well, yeah, for a while. I just ran, I run it like Brazil, and I run it on 91 Psalm, right? Like, on protection, divine. But, you know, it's hard, man. Yeah, you know, you can get hurt.
The main question I had is, do you still have that bucket hat that you had in THPS 2?
Yes, I do. It's a painter hat now because I, now it's a hat.
It's awesome. It was, yeah, iconic, man. Like, I know that, like, it was just a fantastic game. Like, shout out to Activision for making an incredible game. But it's amazing how much people that were part of that project have, you know, been some of the biggest and longest proponents of skateboarding, and then, like, have really given back in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And what, like, I know with your foundation and a lot of the stuff that you've done is really impactful, but I'd love to hear, like, do you have, like, a crazy dream vision for, you know, in terms of, like, giving back that really excites you that you'd love to see happen one day and haven't quite figured out yet?
Yeah, the Institute is like a heart, you know, something that I grew up, I know the hardships here in Brazil, I know what people go through. And I found with tech, I just really find that, you know, if I can incentivize people getting and learning about just how I can help Brazil, really, and just change, you know, because then they help themselves. Handouts, right? You help each other out, figure out, you do hackathons for your own salute and your own, because kind of like that's super fulfilling. And I also have PharmaLeaf, which is a plant-based like therapeutics company. So we've had products in cannabis and eventually psilocybin and mushrooms and things, just in different, you know, opportunities, but like all on the medicinal, you know, side, like, you know, oils, fractionated oil, whatever, those, you know, are legal in different areas. So that's super cool because it's a health thing too. So it really helps people out. And that's been great to get feedback on how it's helped, you know, them, you know, or different people like grandmas or, you know, and, you know, being able to work in that, you know, area is great. And then, you know, a burn kit is something that I've been trying to push, and it's really with collabing in NFTs, really found that interaction and, you know, coming up with a brand like a skate company with nice boards. So hopefully by the end of the year, you know, I'll have burn kit out there more with a bunch of different collabs. I just locked in a deal with TS Toxic Skull CD. We'll be talking about it tomorrow, but like we got collabs with NFT projects and, you know, hopefully be able to do some NARS graphics and just bringing that whole reality of Web3 into skate graphics, right? And CCO program. I think it's a great opportunity to give back to skating, obviously having a skate company, but it's Burnkit skate art. It's not about performance skateboarding, even though it can be, but it's really about the culture and the art and the interaction, different style events. I got these events in Brazil, they're called Imagine Skate Tour. And, you know, it's live music with skating, you know, maybe a best trick and lots of art involved and workshops, lectures and speaking. It's almost like you go to a Web3 event with a bunch of speakers, right? So you have that and skate company, and you connect those. And then at the end, you come up with a great live music and skateboarding, you know, fun time to inspire. So those type of events, that's what's kind of driving me, you know, forward. So there's a lot going on, a lot I want to do.
Hey, yo, you know what I just realized? We are so in the chat and we forgot about the drop.
Davin, why don't I celebrate the drop in live? Why don't I play our upcoming track from Lil Bubble that has a verse,
yes,
that mentions Bob Burnquist in it?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Which one is it?
You're in a new track by an Oz rapper by the
no
name
way,
of Lil
that's
Bubble.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Right on.
Everyone check him out. The Crypto Bubble on... Sorry, wrong track. Check the Crypto Bubble out on Twitter. I'll play the track a little bit, see what you guys think.
Love.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah.
You guys can't.
Fly
you guys
level,
can't
Bob,
good.
Like Bob. Full drop. Look like Bob.
Nice. You guys are super sick. Nice.
Shout out to Lil Bubble. He couldn't be on here today, but you know, he's got like 50,000 followers or something now. He's been blowing up on Twitter, so really exciting stuff.
You had a question, Daryl?
I did have a question, and I just wanted to compliment Bob. And wonderful time on the beach. His sand was much nicer than mine. If you guys are on Twitter enough, you know what I'm talking about. But I wanted to talk about the fact that, like, mind you, I'm from the outside. I'm kind of a longboarder. I follow skateboarding in the sense that I respect how it's the grandfather of everything that I do. And from my perspective, I always felt like social media, as great as it is to expose everybody to skateboarding and give, you know, everybody a place where they can publish their content, in the end, I feel like it really robbed a lot of the skate community and the industry and everything of a lot of money, and kind of made it very difficult to compete for, you know, magazines and different things like that. I was wondering, you know, seeing that you've been directly in the industry, what is your opinion on that?
Well, I've lived through a few different eras, early days, VHS video parts, and then sending VHSs to, like, sponsor me tapes, you know, and then people checking that, you know, pile of VHSs, and then you put one in, hopefully they see yours and they're like stoked, and then you reach out, right? That was one way to get out there. And then, you know, magazine photos and finding the right photographer, making sure you get good, you know, photographer. And I started getting good quality photos and videographers once you get sponsored, right? So you connect to that, and then I was able to get good ads and good spots in mags and you know, maybe a video part in a Thrasher vid, or, you know, and then kind of going that magazine route. But always working, like, long term. Like, I would put my video parts, I did video part to part years in a row, and always took 3 years, four, two for another, five, you know, for 5 minutes of solid, right? You have to pick, then you have to let go of certain tricks, make sure, you know, someone to edit, because you know how long it took for you to land that one trick, but it could definitely do without, because you got all these other tricks. So trying to, like, muscle that, the decision of, like, what goes in, what keeps in, so you're not just filler, right? Like, I've lived through that, and then put out video parts. So there are times where people thought that, you know, I retired or whatever, like, I just, you know, skating X Games, and then all of a sudden I wasn't really skating the events, and I was filming for my flip video part on Mega, you know, because I was just staying, you know, quiet in my backyard, filming. And they would get this anxiety where I'd hear it, and people like, oh, what have you been up to? You know, I was like, well, I'll just film, you know, and just kind of like letting, because I knew that once I dropped, I knew what I was doing. I knew that once I put it out there, you know, it would make an impact, and then boom, drop and impact, all this excitement. Da-da-da. And then they're like, oh, when's the next video part? And you want to slap them. It was like, dude, it's 2 years for that one. Just hold on. Let me, you know, and then you always want to make it a better part from the next. So from the last, I never really, you know, put a video part that I didn't feel was more progressive than the last one. It just gets harder and harder. Then you get creative. Then it was like with teams, with, you know, a flip video part, you know, like a anti-hero video part, like anti. And then it was just like, there's so many different sponsors, or S video part. And then I'm like, well, I can't do it for another, you know, now I have to put it out, you know, on a YouTube. Then it's my video part where I bring the sponsors. Then that's when I put Dreamland out. But it also took me 2 or 3 years waiting, because that's, I grew up around that. And that's what I was used to. When social media came in, there's this immediacy, and these people are just like antsy to put something they just landed. Like, say you land a nollie kick back tail, and you really, really want people to see it right then. You know, I always thought that, well, show them the nollie back tail before you did the nollie kick, you know, just so you have something out there in the social media. And who cares if they think that you're not skating, or that really isn't that good of a clip, because you know you have gold behind you, and you just collect that gold and then you edit into a stronger piece. I think that it just took that mentality, and people lost a little bit of that, and they're putting out their golden stuff like every day, like, just, you know, having, because they need that immediate, like, hey, I got a bunch of likes or engagement, or now I need followers. And how many followers you got? You know, now it was like sticker on the helmet because I was on TV live, and that's how, you know, you calculated the amount of sponsorship level. And then it went from like, well, how many followers you got? You know, and then those kind of things, it just changes how you put stuff. And now it's algorithm, like what type of content you put out. You put something raw that had some story, you barely didn't do any work, but it was like a raw clip that you didn't edit, and it would get a lot more views and a lot more engagement. So then you start learning learning that, you know, real makes more sense, you know, so it's, you have to figure out how to put that out. I think it just makes you adapt and, you know, as a skateboarder, as a, you know, creative, you know, try not to be like, well, back in the day, in my days, you know, it's just like, no, it just is what it is. What do I do now? I post on That's Gnarly. I got a mint. But it's good to have a strategy for content and really how to put out fire, you know, and not be ants and trying to put some out and hold good stuff. You've got to be creative with what's out there. So yeah, I think there's a different strategy for different times.
That's amazing.
Well,
stoked, man. Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you guys. Y'all have a great one. Really appreciate it.
You amazing. Too, brother.
Take
enjoy
care.
Yourself.
Likewise.
Cool. Thanks everyone for coming. I think that's it from us today on the Nazi Jam Sessions.